McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, The Marketplace, and by Marshland Credit Union. And now, here's your host, Harold Webster.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, the Coastal Market, Marshland Credit Union, and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren.
Hey, Harold.
Coach, well, I know this past Friday night didn't turn out as we expected, second round of the playoffs, and we lost a heartbreaker to Clinch County Panthers, 17-16. And we'll get into the details of the game, but, you know, Coach, it's been a great season for the Buccaneers.
Yeah, it has. You know, this team, I didn't know what really to expect. We didn't have good football players, high school football players, but we didn't have a ton that were just, the national prep, 3-, 4-, 5-star rating, you know, that kind of stuff. We didn't have any. I think our strength was just team chemistry. We played well and executed well.
You did. I mean, we ended up 10-2 for the year, 9-1 in the regular season, won the region, and that was quite an accomplishment against the teams that we played.
Yep.
And the only loss you had was to Glenn Academy, which is a 5- or 6A school, and
yeah, here we are. 6A playoff team. And
we're in the smallest division in single A. So
we were 1 inch away from that being a really, really close game right before the half. The official said we didn't get in the end zone. So, anyway, just a little short.
Well, anyway, it's been a great year. But let's get into the game. It was we knew Clinch County was going to be tough. It's always been a war with them.
Yeah.
You know, we've got a history with them. We've been in that region. We've played them before in the playoffs numerous times. Some years we're very successful, and other years we're not. And I thought things were going well for us in this game, but it turned on us. Let's talk about the game. The opening kickoff everybody was saying, well, it's an onside kick. And I'm saying, no, I think he missed another one.
Yeah, we struggled at the kickoff position this
yeah.
year. And the young man that did that, he had three missed kicks this year. The first one that he missed was coming out of the half at a home game. He missed it, and we got it.
Yeah, I remember that. It was a perfect onside kick.
We didn't call it. He just missed the ball. And so we got it, and everybody's like, great call, Coach, great call. I'm like, we're not all going to be like that. I hope he doesn't miss anymore. So then we had it happen again, and he missed the ball, and it was a short field. And there was a time when we didn't need a short
yeah.
field. And this one, I wanted to kick the ball on the ground, but, you know, we had just covered the last home game against Wheeler. He had pooched that kick and dropped it in, and we got it. So the coach wanted to put it in that same spot and put them in conflict again. He missed the ball, and it didn't go 10 yards. And we caught it in the air at 9, and the officials ruled catch interference that we didn't let their guy get it.
Yeah, they said that he was waving to catch the ball, and we caught it. So
it ended up being a 15-yard penalty.
Right.
So to start the ball game off, we started in the hole. They got the ball in our 35. And the whole week, I was like, I'm not going to let first quarters have killed us all year.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not going to let first quarter bother us. And I didn't have any control over it.
It happened again. That's what we were saying up in the booth. Uh-oh, here's the first quarter.
Yeah, but, you know, you got that scenario plays out there on the first and 10 on our 35. We get four penalties in that drive. We get two pass interference, and they hard counted us twice, and we jumped off sides. Some games we wouldn't, some games we would. I think we've got to learn to deal with the nerves a little better than we have been. So there were four penalties that pretty much marched them in the end zone.
Yep.
And, you know, they were all four legit penalties. I can't sit and point fingers at the officials. We were nervous and jittery, and so they scored, and they pretty much controlled the clock. The first half, we could not get anything going on offense. You know, we were down to only one varsity wing back with one that was maybe going to play. So the wing T offense, we hadn't been running in a bit. We've been running that wildcat look, a little bit of eye, you know, just because we were, most of the kids that were healthy were fullbacks.
Yeah.
They drove again. You know, we blocked a field goal late. But we only had 13 plays in the whole first half. So it was tough sledding in the first half.
I don't know what your statistician had, what y'all got, but ours at halftime said we only had 11 yards of total offense in the first half.
13 plays, 16 yards. That's not a very good average.
No, it's not. It's not. This is the MCA Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, so we go in at halftime, and they're up 7-0.
Yeah.
But, you know, it felt like we could have been down 21 or 28 to nothing.
Well, that was a credit to our defense.
Oh, the defense played lights out.
They kept
there.
Us in the ball game the first half. And, you know, the Clint's defense, they're not a bad – they do a great job in preparation, too. You know, they've won 4 of the last 8 state – 9 state championships. They noticed we didn't have our starting center in the game. You know, we'd been without him for a while. And the young man that was doing it was doing a good job for his age. But they put a really dominant defensive lineman over him and caused our snaps to we missed – our offense is dependent upon timing.
Right.
And when the snaps are bad, it throws the timing of every playoff. And he was, you know, he was getting a lot of pressure. So at halftime, we made some adjustments to take some pressure off him, get him some help. One of our senior linemen could help him. So that ended up, you know, working in our favor. We were able to move the ball, you know, pretty well in the second half. I thought we had another drive. The drive coming out of the half.
Yeah.
We were starting to move the ball. I felt like if I had one more play, you know, we would have gotten the first down and kept going. We got – Jerice broke a 7-8-9-yard run, but we'd had a penalty. And it was about a yard, 2 yards short of the first down, but they hit him out of bounds late, and they threw the flag. So it was going to be 15 yards for us and continue the drive, which would have been huge.
Yes.
Instead of just going back to the huddle, we retaliated on the sideline.
And I remember
that. Offsetting penalties, we had to punt. That was a huge, huge turn of events because we were going to be across midfield in their territory, opening drive. And I had something ready to go, and instead we had to punt. We punted them deep, and that's when we got the pick six.
Yeah.
But, you know, still, I sure would like to, you know, let our offense gain some confidence right there.
Well, and you went for two on it, too. And that was the first time you went under center. You sent Nehemiah in there at the quarterback, and he handed it off to Jerice, and Jerice just walked into the end zone. I mean, they didn't expect that.
No.
They didn't know what to do. And they had radio up in the booth, and we were listening to them, and they said, they're going under center. They haven't done that all game. What's up here? And I said to myself, you're fixing to see.
We
got that two-point conversion, took the lead.
To do that, to change momentum, you know, to get ahead, I thought we could. So that's what happened, you know, in that. And they started, you know, hammering us again, and I thought, you know, we kind of had one wing back healthy, Ladarius West.
Yeah.
And Lante Stokes was playing somewhat with a sore knee. So we had two varsity wing backs ready at that time, and I thought, I'm gonna run up one of our main series and see if they bite. So we ran the isolation, we ran the sweep, then we ran the counter and broke it for 38 yards.
And the touchdown.
So that was a touchdown. Went for two to go for, you know, get up two scores. Some people didn't understand that, but that's why. You get up two scores, give us a cushion.
Yeah.
Here's what the big deal was about that. On that run, Ladarius pulled his hamstring. Bad enough that he couldn't return to the ball game. Now, that's significant because if you remember in the ball game, Ladarius had a pass interception.
Right.
I'll talk about that in a minute, why that's important.
Okay, well, let's take a break here and have there's more to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Are you looking for a better way to bank? Hometown people that you know? Look no further than Marshland Credit Union. Marshland Credit Union is here to help, no matter if it's a mortgage, car loan, or even finding financing for that boat you've always wanted. 7 convenient locations in Glen and surrounding counties, checking, savings, you name it. Marshland Credit Union wants to be the answer to your banking needs. MarshlandCU.com, 912-279-2000. Marshland Credit Union, a better way to bank.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, and by Marshland Credit Union. Okay, Coach, let's get back to where we were in this game because getting into the fourth quarter and we're up 16-7 at this point. Yeah. And they've been hammering us.
Yeah, you know, our game plan, Harold, was to take out their run game and make them throw the ball.
Right.
That way we knew where they'd want to throw it. We knew we could double cover him. We get pressure on the quarterback when that happened. So everything was going. We held them, you know, to 81 yards total rushing. That's a pretty good shutdown of the run game. But we couldn't, you know, we got to the quarterback some, but.
Well, his scrambling accounted for a lot of the rushing yards.
Had some bad angles. We had a few times that he made continued drives that we rushed the wrong side shoulder, let him slip outside of us, missed tackles. You know, those things. One of the key events, I don't know if a lot of people saw this or not, but Darius West had an interception. And he was out of the game with a pulled hamstring. That's a first-team all-region linebacker and a first-team wing, you know, running back.
Right.
The last play of the ball game, he's the linebacker that intercepted that pass that they scored on. So I feel like, you know, if he's in the game, he recognizes that. Nothing against our other kids that are playing their tail off, but he had had numerous reps at that route.
Yeah.
You know, with it. He had picked it earlier, so I would have felt good about it. But, yeah, we dialed up some pressure on them there at the last. You know, they did a good job when we got the one first down after they got the field goal.
Yeah.
So they drove us 16 to 7, rather, and they drive down, and it's a fourth down, and instead of going for it, they kicked the field goal and made 16-10. Then I thought they would onside it, but they kicked it to us, and we drove one first down and had three plays, but they used their timeouts very wisely.
Well, and we got the first down. We got about 11 or 12 yards on the first play, which was good to get the first down. And I kept thinking, gosh, I wish he'd have fallen down at 9.5 yards and let us use two more plays to get the first down because you knew they were going to have to use their timeouts after that. And then on first down, we got, 7 yards?
Yeah.
And so they started using their timeouts then, and we just couldn't get that other first down.
Well, I didn't have a single wing back in the game. We had three fullbacks in the game. Monte went in for a little while. I think we maybe ran one counter with him, but he didn't hit it like normal. His knee was bothering him. So we run the fullback game. And once they figured that out after the first few plays, they started bringing their safety to outnumber us on the run.
Well, they were their defense was, you could see 4-4, and the two safeties were coming up every time. That number four, who was a really good safety, he made a ton of tackles.
Yeah, had a blitzing linebacker and a safety that were coming. Yeah. We took a timeout. Or during their timeout, rather, to talk about who had who to pick them up, and we just missed them.
Yeah, you're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, they had some talent on that defense, and they had you well scouted, that's for sure. But I want to go back to something. There were some questionable calls by officials, and there always are, and it's so subjective what they see and don't. But when they had the ball with about 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, the clock stopped after a completed pass. What did they call that an incomplete pass and stop the clock? Because it looked like he caught it on the line of scrimmage and we immediately tackled the guy. And the clock stopped and it didn't start again until they snapped the ball. And yeah, we were questioning, well, was it incomplete? Because, you know, sometimes on the tackle, the ball comes out, he didn't make a move or anything. Maybe he never had possession and they called it incomplete. But we didn't see that.
Then, you know, there was the punt. They only had six men on the line of scrimmage, only 10 on the field.
Yeah.
That should have been redone.
Yeah.
So, you know, heck, it is what it is. It, those games come down to who makes the fewest mistakes. And, you know, we made plenty. You know, we had four more penalties there in the first. We had eight penalties in the first quarter, four on offense, four on defense. We were so nervous, Harold, that we couldn't line up. One of our seniors couldn't line up on the line of scrimmage. He was having trouble lining up. And I didn't know.
We thought about that too. Said, you know, they're just nervous. It's
I've never had a lineman not be able to. Maybe one time you're over the ball.
Yeah,
I've not ever had one get three penalties on a couple different drives for lining up too far back.
Yeah,
that was. I was like, man, I'm gonna have to take you out. He's one of our best ball players.
Well, anyway, it came down to. They got the ball with, about 2 minutes left?
Yeah.
And they didn't have any timeouts, and they started throwing the ball. You had two players on their best wide receiver, and he hadn't caught a pass in quite a while.
Yeah, he caught a big, you know, a big fade route over on their sideline earlier in the ball game. But we got him. They were struggling, so we took him out of the ball game.
Yep.
But our coverage was too loose, too soft on the possession receiver on our sideline.
Yeah.
He got open several times for key third and fourth down conversions.
Oh, and he was wide open at times.
You know, hindsight's 20/20. We were running pressure with zone. And I wish on that side I had went ahead and locked that corner in man.
Yeah.
And let the safety help him over the top.
Yeah, because you were playing a cover too, so.
Yeah, well, we were in a couple times what's called sink coverage. And the corner just sinks, and he comes up if something brings him up. Well, when he's the sink coverage, though, when something brought him up, they completed the ball. We were just too soft. It was too much of a cushion for what concepts they were running.
And yeah.
I think we were scared they were going to go. Our kids were scared of getting beat deep, you know, for the touchdown. And we were giving them, they were giving them the shorter stuff, and they were taking the shorter stuff in turn to get down the field in that last 30 seconds to throw a strike in the end zone, and that's what it came down to.
Yeah, and it was a good pass. You got a 6'4 receiver who leaped into the air very high and caught the ball, stretched out.
And caught it over one of our better coverage kids at a corner on top of him.
He had two guys right there with him, but they couldn't out-jump him for that ball, and it was thrown high intentionally, and when he came down, he just turned and stepped into the end zone. It was a
yeah, we had on their pressure
the half.
The edge,
it was a great play.
They had moved a their H-back over to take our edge pressure away. I thought if they do that, they'll leave Derek one-on-one. And he got blocked. Our edge pressure got blocked. I had one linebacker already out in coverage, so I only had Lake in the middle. I didn't have anybody else to bring. That was a 5-minute pressure. No backer blitz.
Oh, wow. Okay, we'll be right back to the Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your hometown grocer in Darien? Coastal Market Grocery Store at 5214 U.S. Highway 17. No matter if you're stocking up for the big game this weekend, getting ready to tailgate for the Buccaneers, having friends over, or just a quiet dinner at home. And now serving breakfast from 7 to 11. Be sure to check out our deli and bakery for unbeatable deals. The Coastal Market Grocery Store. Football season is here, and you know you will be tied up for the next 6 months, so why not tell her thank you for her understanding with a gift from Cunningham Jewelers. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment is brought to you by the Coastal Market and by Cunningham Jewelers. Well, Coach, they scored with 23 seconds left, and there's not much you can do in 23 seconds. So, and they'd kick the extra point and pulled out a heartbreaking loss for us, 17-16.
Yeah, it gave us our second loss on the year. And, you know, I knew going in the playoffs that we were, with the team that we had, the games were going to be close in our favor or not in our favor. And, you know, that one, we did enough stuff right to win the ball game in the second half, but it was tough to overcome that first half that we had, especially the first quarter. You said first half, but the first quarter was extremely out of character for our guys. And, you know, you're doing that, playing it. You know, it's not like you're playing a pushover. You're playing a team that's a really good ball club, you know. So, you know, we had our chances to win it. It just came up short and come up, you know, placed 23 seconds short.
Yeah. Well, Coach, I think you had, 13 seniors on this
14,
team?
She's a girl kicker, but she's a senior and vitally important.
She is. She kicked a lot of extra points that helped us to win ball games.
She'll probably have more letters than anybody in the school's history. She lettered in cross country this year, flag football and football already. She's got basketball coming up, and then she's got soccer and track.
Wow, she's a busy girl.
Yeah, you know, I felt a little bad. You know, everybody wants to see her kick, but in the scenarios that came up, I needed to be able to put our team in the lead. Yeah. She didn't kick Friday night. I hated that. I told her I'm sorry. It wasn't anything she had done wrong. It was just that, you know, we needed to be in the lead to put some pressure on them.
And it did, yeah. I think. You could see momentum change drastically after we scored the touchdown and the two-point conversion because they felt like they had the ball game under control, and all of a sudden they're behind.
Yeah. That's a credit to our kids and their effort. You know, we needed a play. Somebody, one of our, you know, Jerice made that huge play to get us in the ball game, breathing some breath of fresh air to our team. So, we're going to miss that senior class there. Every year you do and you get a new crop, you know.
Yeah, I know. Well, who's coming back next year?
We graduate. You know, all 14 of those guys, young ladies, had a starting position. But right now we've got Dalton Riles coming back at center. You have Wayne McClendon at right tackle or at tackle, Dawson Hassler at one of the tight end positions. You know, in the backfield, we're senior heavy in the skill backfield position, so you'll see a lot of new faces carrying the ball for McIntosh County. On defense, you know, that's about it on offense. We got a lot.
You got to rebuild offense.
Yeah. And on defense, we've got a core back. We've got Jalen Dallas, Jalen Ellison,
yeah,
Derek Irons,
mm-hmm.
Neo West, Reggie Stevens. We've got a core back we can build the defense around. We've got some good eighth graders coming up. You'll hear Ernest McIntosh name a lot, Javante Cummings a lot, and a few other kids.
Good.
We've got two eighth graders that have a chance, if they have a good summer, to start for us next year. They're very talented.
Good. That's good. This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We going to have any 6'4 wide receivers that can run like deer? And
we're going to be able to run the ball well again. We've got some good young linemen. I feel like we did a good job getting our JV reps. You know, our JV, every kid on that is going to be able to come in and play in a position. Defensively, you know, we're going to be looking. The toughest position I think we'll have to replace will be one of the outside linebackers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, either Ladarius or Jerice's position. I think we've got somebody for one of the positions.
Yeah.
Maybe the other one. So defensively, I feel like we've got a lot of answers already in place. You know, depth, you know, certainly those kids have been up, so we'll have to build depth again. Offensively, you know, who's going to be the key back? Who's going to play? We got a ton of wings. We got a good many tight ends. We've got fullbacks. We'll be looking. You know, we graduated Blake Taylor, T.J. Reed. So we'll be looking for a couple of wideouts too.
It's
And a kicker.
And a kicker.
And a punter.
And a punter. We're going to start from scratch, aren't we?
Pretty close.
I hope we do good in the middle school draft this year. Well, Coach, it's been a lot of fun this year. I really enjoy high school football more than I do the college and the pros. It's, you know, these kids, most of them, once they graduate, once they finish that final game as a senior, they're done with football for the rest of their lives, and that's what makes it so interesting. So few of them get a chance to play any further, and you've done a great job of rebuilding this program, and I know you'll keep it going strong. And the naysayers, forget them. I don't remember seeing you go out there and make a block, make a tackle, run the ball, pass the ball, kick the ball, or do any of that. None of you coaches do. And you got a good coaching staff.
Yeah, you could win a state championship. Harold has some people still fussing.
Well, maybe we'll get one day. You know, only one team in each division gets that title.
The highlights from this year, you know, winning the region championship, first outright one since 2005. A shared one was in 2008.
Yep.
And then there's only been two double-digit wins in the school's history. In 2000, we went 11-3. That was one of my clubs. And then in 2016, Robbie Robinson's team went 10-3. And then so this team's in the record books. I mean, that's a 10-win season.
That's great. That's great.
You know, do they have the talent to go get a round or two further? Certainly. But you got to do a lot of things right to beat those other teams who also have that level of talent.
They do. They do. Well, Coach, it's been a great year. And thank you for coming on and doing these shows. And we'll see what happens in 2023.
Well, I like these shows. You know, people get to hear about our program, so that's good.
Yeah, yeah. We've been getting some comments. I don't know if they're good or bad. I just hear we get some comments. But anyway, I have fun. Yeah. And anyway. All right. Well, we're going to be signing off. This is the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster signing off. All right. Go Bucks.
Go Bucks.